Hey guys, this is Vanessa Hers. Thank you for the support and love. Also, be sure to check us out every Wednesday and Sunday on Spotify and favorite us on Anchor app.
Yeah, what she want? What she want? Yeah, my girl want a vibe. She loves a vibe.
It's all about a vibe.
Always trying to catch a vibe, man. Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, man? It's your boy Wayne Hills.
And Vanessa Hers.
We back at it, man. You know, we trying to y'all feeling us right now. We trying to catch a vibe, man. We trying to catch a vibe with us real quick, man.
Of course they vibe with us. Come on now. They're back. We're back.
Right. I mean, I know, right? They keep coming back.
And thank you so much for that.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's been a wonderful time, man. The last couple episodes, all the feedback, everybody sharing, liking, rating, subscribing. It's dope, man. It's such a dope feeling. Like, y'all put us in such a good headspace when y'all do that, man. For real, for real.
Speaking of vibes, that's an amazing vibe, by the way. Yeah. You guys have been consistent. We have been too, by the way. We've been trying to record weekly because we always mention our kid comes first.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we have our regular 9-to-5 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have our regular human life.
Yeah.
You know, that does come in between our recordings, but we're glad that we're making this effort and this time for you guys.
Absolutely. You know, it's only going to forward and, you know, progress the platform, you know, with your guys' aid whenever you guys do stuff like that. But yeah, man, it's, I don't know, like when you're a podcaster, when you just know that your voice carry so much weight and so much range, and it's having an impact on somebody else's like life, or if they can just kind of like take and apply some of your methods and incorporate them into their own realm, it's such a like a overwhelming and rewarding feeling, you know what I'm saying, when you get people's feedback on that type of level, you know.
Don't make me overthink it, because it is overwhelming. Yeah. When you think hey, a certain person listen to you or people reach out, like I said, we appreciate you guys so much. It still trips us out when people are like, oh, I heard this episode and I like this part. Or people that we haven't spoke to in a cool minute and they're like, hey, you and your boyfriend are doing amazing. Or people that are reaching out to Wayne and telling him, yo, I heard your podcast. It's dope. Like, we really, really do appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, man. So, yeah, if y'all, I mean, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. If y'all haven't had an opportunity to catch up when you can. You know, the last couple episodes are in the can. They're still streaming. Numbers still piling up. You know, not letting go, fake friends,
man.
You know, good friends, you know what I'm saying?
Fake friends had a ridiculous outcome.
It's crazy, like
y'all,
you know,
the toxic shit. Yeah. That's it.
Are some of y'all fake? You know what I mean?
I think, honestly, like, if we want to be brutally, completely, fully honest with ourselves,
yeah,
be straightforward, everyone has been or will be fake at one point, you know?
Yeah, it just,
you,
I guess,
could try to be 100% honest, but in one way or another, you have to.
Wait, you mean everybody not keeping it 100 out here?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
There's folks who actually don't keep it a thou wow, as they say.
Do you think everyone would be, and we're starting, this is a pod already. Do you think people would be okay with every single thing that you would do at 100? Meaning, no holding back, the real you, you know, like.
I just, yeah, nah.
Your style, what you have to say, your views, your points. Like, do you think people would be, oh, wow, amazing?
Because we're human beings, I'm going to have to say no. Because the way human beings are wired, we're just not wired like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not wired to always be honest. Like, for example, I use this analogy often, you know, when people's like, oh my God, like your kids are, like your kid is so beautiful. And then like you see a picture of their kid and it's not so much like, oh, your kid, it's nice.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, cute, nice features. Like, you know, what do you say? Like when you see an ugly baby,
cute outfit.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to keep it real. Are you in that moment? It's like,
you can't.
So that's what I mean. I just mean like that same rule of thumb applies as like we're human beings. So naturally, we're going to be prone to some human error, right?
Yeah, of course.
We can't keep it real all the time. And even in the moments where we should keep it real, it's like, we tend to pull back because conventional wisdom tends to step in at times, you know?
Yeah.
So I agree with you. No, I don't think people can always keep it a buck at all times. No.
And that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We try to keep it a buck and a hundred because...
You can strive, though, you know?
You definitely can. And like I said, we are genuinely ourselves. Some people might like it. Some people might not.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might not even fuck with us in person, but you guys listen to the podcast because we're still right.
Which I'm okay with.
And I'm fine with it. Thank you so much. Keep tuning in.
Don't talk to me personally.
We are trying.
Drive the numbers up. Appreciate you.
We are trying to work, drop every Wednesday. We appreciate you.
Appreciate
you. But do you understand what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
But are they 100 with you? Like, you know what? You as a person might not be amazing, but damn, what you spit is 100.
You know what I will say about that, though, right? Is that when a person is consistently attempting to keep it 100, and they kind of like, they've kind of gained your trust or gained your respect. You know what that tends to create? A dope bond and a dope vibe.
It's a vibe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever notice like the dopest vibes come from people who definitely attempt or people who do keep it 100 with you as like, you know, as close as possible. Like even that's even in just insane that that's not 100. Like, you know, people who attempt to keep it 100 with you, like you tend to gravitate towards those people because you have the most fun. You know what I'm saying? You tend to share a lot in common. You guys share a lot of parallels. So there's a lot of synergy there between you and said individuals, right? So I feel as though it's like that creates the dopest vibe. Like,
and it's all about a vibe.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not trying to catch a vibe, what you doing?
Exactly.
Like, what you out here for?
And I think all around, that's why that's what we wanted to discuss today.
Mm-hmm.
Just a vibe. Your
most
energy.
Def. Most def, yeah.
You know, that's what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
Let's start with... relationship vibes.
Vibe,
relationship, let's get that out of the way.
I mean, relationship vibes can be tricky. Like, very, very tricky. Let's start in the beginning stages, right? Because you and
speaking of being 100 and honest.
I'm just saying, you and I discuss this often, right? Because we feel... me and you, we talk a lot about this because we people watch and, like, we're in tune with one another, right? But I just feel as though you're not getting... an accurate representation of who somebody is when you first meet them.
Nah, let's say what we say.
You getting the surface level shit. You're in a job
interview.
Yeah, it's a that's job interview. Time. That's exactly what it is. It's a job interview, right? So it's like, okay, cool. Like, to me, in my personal opinion, that's you building yourself to a vibe. You guys are searching. You guys are trying to find out similarities, differences, pros, cons, seeing if your personalities mesh. What are your core values? What type of music you into? You know what I'm saying? And then you are trying to build towards securing and catching a vibe. That's the whole purpose of it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if none of that shit is intertwined, it's like, then, you know, what's going on? What's really good? Now you have to, like, kind of, like, search and look beneath the surface. Like, get deeper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at times, that could be hard to pull that out of an individual because some people are bland as fuck. Like, their personality is...
Or they might think they're weird. Or like, a little awkward, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, we don't want unseasoned mashed potatoes. You know what I'm saying? We don't want unseasoned food. Like, when people's personality are bland, I just equate it to, like, the way white people...
No seasoning.
White people cook their food.
Not all white people. If we
not
have
all,
this,
some.
You
I'm
know?
Kidding. I'm just... I'm messing around. But you know how, like, you know, the comic cliches. Oh, white people don't... They don't season their food.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that. But when a person has a bland personality, it's just like, come on, man. Like... You know, we trying to catch a vibe here. Like, get with the aura. Like you always say, read the room. You feel me?
Yeah. Oh, people do not know how to read the room.
Yeah, that's a key component if you're trying to catch a vibe.
Yeah, like if you're getting the cold shoulder from people, say, for example, it doesn't matter where you go, right? You could go to a work event. Man, work events are awkward for some people. Not for me. I'll talk to everybody. But others.
Yeah.
You should be able to tell people don't want to fuck with you. Like, can you stop forcing it? Step back. Thank you.
I think that's the...
Joe. No, just kidding. Whoever it is, you know? But I'm saying, like, as an example.
Joe
I don't
Schmo.
Know a Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know a Joe at work, but... Yeah.
John Doe, whoever you are, you know?
That person, you know, it's like, you need to learn how to read a room when you're not welcomed. When it's not a vibe.
Yeah.
You feel me? And a lot of people don't get that.
And you hit on something key, right? Because I think that's very, very important. Throughout the beginning stages of like when you're trying to like date or in a relationship.
I know, I jumped into something.
No, you're good. But it ties into it though. Because if you're forcing it, right, if you're already forcing it at the beginning stages, you're going to have some issues.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, hopefully,
you make it to date two or three.
Yeah, because like, it's like, at times a first impression could be a lasting impression.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, like, you know what I'm saying? You remember the bad more than you remember the good, unfortunately.
Sure.
You know
if
what I'm
you
saying?
Were late.
Yeah.
If you, there was awkward silent moments, like, facts. You're like,
the way this person chewed, or the conversation was off, or, like, you know what I'm saying? This person, like, I mean, he didn't want to grab, you know, he allowed me, allowed the date to grab the check first before me, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know what I'm saying?
Red flags.
See what I mean about we can't keep it real?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, like, they go on a date, just like, oh, let's split it. She gonna look at you like, hey, bro.
First
like,
date?
You know what I'm saying?
People say their first date, they split because they don't know the person yet.
I'm gonna keep it a stack with you. That could ruin the vibe. Like for real.
I think, honestly, for us old-timers, or, like, you know, our generation of
some
dating.
Some people listening, like, speak for yourself.
No, I'm going to tell you why. No, I know, so, yeah. I have a lot of younger coworkers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in their 20s. They're dating now.
Okay.
So many of them, I didn't even know this term. When I heard Dutch, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And they were like, Dutch. Like, and one of the guys, he was, like, dead serious, yeah. So sold on this.
Yeah.
He was like, I've never paid on a first date. And I'm like, do you get a second date? Really cute guy. He's so sweet. Like, I like him.
Really,
I
what?
Fuck with him. He's a boy, babe. He's freaking like 23. I don't know how old he is.
I'm messing with you.
And I'm like, I like getting people's opinion because we have a podcast and they know that. Yeah. So I'm like, how's the dating life for you guys, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, when he said that, I'm like, hold on, do you get a second date?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, do I? He's like, sometimes when I even offer to go Dutch, they're like, oh, I got this. And I'm like, the whole date? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I'll cover the second date. He's like, when they do that. And I'm like, no, it should be the other way around. And he said, no, why? We're both, like, in this new, we're dating. Like, he's like, I don't even know you yet, so.
So, hold up. so he splits the first date, or he allows them to cover the first date?
The first date, he always splits. He said he's never front or covered a first date.
The first date, I mean, that's, to me, that's not that crazy then. That's
no,
not that crazy
you know
of an
what?
Idea.
I'm not okay with that shit. I won't see you on a second date. You won't see me on a second date. But he said he has a great outcome with that. And then he tells them why, and they're like, okay. Or he'll say, like, you know, it's our first date. And he's like, at times, I'm like, the second one, I got it. Because yeah. I see the girl's reaction or how she is. Or he's like, especially, he's like, there's been times when some of the girls are like, I'll cover the first one. I got the second one then.
First dates, not when I was broke. When I was broke, I wasn't covering the first dates. But
see, you're over here judging.
No, but I'm saying, when I start making, like, some semblance of money, when I start making some decent money,
mm-hmm.
I always covered, like, the first dates that I did go on. You know what I'm saying? But if a guy, but, you know, if you just go on a first date and you're trying to, like, impress, not necessarily even impress a woman, but you're trying to put your best foot forward,
mm-hmm.
you know, get in her good graces. If you see potential in said interaction with this person and you're out, I think it would be in your best interest to, like, cover the date.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Albeit a first date or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're into this person. Like, but, I mean, if the vibe is off, but see, that's the thing. If the vibe is off and, like, it's just kind of awkward and we kind of, like, twiddling our thumbs at the table, like, nobody's offering, you know, any semblance of a conversation, mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to want to cover that meal at the end of it.
Yeah. Because,
like, this is an awkward-ass moment that we just, you know what I'm saying? So now you expect me to pay? You want me to pay for your meal after this awkward-ass interaction we just had? No, I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying? A part of me, the human element of me, human error, you know what I'm saying, would not want to pay for that date after we just had this negative-ass vibe or
interaction. And I completely interaction. Get that part.
You know what I'm saying?
You can be honest and be like, you know what? This is not going to work out. Like, this ain't for us.
Right.
Let's go have first. I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's someone that you're feeling, someone that you're cool with, like, you're like, oh, shit, definitely want a second date.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, maybe my mindset's wrong, too, and I'm set, like, the traditional way.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to cover the first date. I've never covered a first date.
No, yeah, I agree. I think, well, I can't say all. I can't even really say most, not in today's climate. Shit, because you don't know what these people, what these kids want today. Like,
and he said all the girls were cool with it, like, when he tells them, like, oh, he's like, I'm straightforward. Like, I tell them exactly what I'm telling you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But we always say, like, good looking people or a great personality will take you so far, you know?
Yeah.
If they're digging him, if his vibe is dope, they're like, you know what? Fuck it. I deal with douchebags all the time.
We always say that good looking people, and this is not gender specific, they get away with a lot more than people who aren't so easy on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We won't use the terrible U word here.
Yeah, like the compliment, the comments that they say, like sometimes they'll be, I'll look over it.
Mm-hmm.
The them not being stable or their interests, like,
yeah,
it's okay because, you know, damn, he's fine, girl.
Yeah,
he don't have a job, but he's looking, he's fine. What?
Yeah, I think, man, you hit it right on the head because some people will compromise their morals for a person who mm-hmm. looks good and they're fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It, like, they could just bring something. They could just make them feel a certain way.
Look
like,
at the brokey talking of experience.
Listen, I mean, hey, you know, not that was then, this is now. I am found. But nah, that's real. And you know what? You also said something very key in what you just stated. I do believe that also can throw out a vibe. Like, that can throw off a vibe. Like, say, for example, you feeling somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, girls be like, man, girls do this a lot. Women do this a lot. They're like, man, I love the way he dressed. I love the way he smells. Man, he's fun. Da, da, da. And as soon as he opened up his mouth, fucked it up. Right?
You're it's like, done damn. Messed up.
Like, just shut up. Just shut up. Right? They just look like, just shut up. Like, everything. You got the, you are the full package. You got this. You checking all the boxes, but your damn mouth, you just can't seem to get out of your own way. Shut it up, mister.
And it's like awkwardness, or it's like, you're not funny,
you
bro.
Feel me? And
that
will kill,
like, weird.
And that will kill a vibe. But some, mm-hmm. you know, some women might be willing to overlook. Like, damn. Like, you go back to the group chat, like, man, this nigga fine, he this, he that, he cool, but he just ain't got it in the conversation department. You know what I'm saying? That's what he lacking. That also would throw off a vibe.
Another thing in the dating world, because we want to get this taken care of per sections. So I feel like if you fake the funk mm-hmm. and if you fake the vibe, eventually that's when the connection's not there.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could go on a first date, like you said, it's an interview, right?
Definitely.
So
checking a resume.
Let's do us as an example. We go out. Mm-hmm. You're like, I love rock. I love
rock. I want to rock. Rock.
And I'm like, oh my God. Me too. Like, do we listen to that shit?
You're like, no way. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I love rock music. Blink 182.
I mean, and I could fuck with it. You know, like, I can.
Yeah.
I Red Hot Chili Peppers, all of that.
You know what I'm saying?
But then it's like, what if, like, metal, you know, like Marilyn Manson shit, and it's like, what?
Yo.
And we're both like, yeah, yeah, like, you faking it. Like, eventually you're going to be like, nah, that's not my shit. For example, when a concert and event comes up, and this is a great example. I get it that we have to give a little. Luckily, we don't deal with that shit because we love the same kind of music. We love sports.
Facts.
So it's never like, I do something that you don't want. Right. But let's say, for example, that I was really, really into Spanish music mm-hmm. and I love certain artists.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who has to go with me?
Me.
Yeah. Like, course. Because, you know, you're my partner. So that's my vibe. That's what I go with.
Well, a good example of that is when we went to the Bad Bunny concert.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Which calm was, down, number
which,
one
which,
fan.
Which, by the way, was a vibe. I became a fan that night. I'm just saying. I had no prior...
You can sit the whole night.
No prior inclination as to what Bad Bunny was, who he was. My only introduction to him was my girl bumping him on her way to the gym or on her way to go hiking. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So then
and
she's,
I'll tell you, like, he gets me pumped up.
Yeah,
he's
so
alive.
Then when she's like, I want to go to the Bad Bunny concert, I'm like... You know, like,
and we had just had the baby.
I'm just like, okay, like, she's telling me this, like, okay. I'm just like, okay, like, this ain't Beyonce, this ain't Jay-Z, this ain't Usher, this ain't like people that we like, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, no, babe, I really, really want to go. And I'm just like, man, this is like, oh my God, it's gonna be a bunch of people there. We don't even speak the same language. Like,
oh, wow, look at you,
judging. But no, I'm thinking, I'm saying, I'm in my head though, like, when you're telling me this, I'm thinking negatively. When we got there, I'm like, you know what? I start seeing a little street vendor selling their little t-shirts, selling their little Bad Bunny necklaces and chains and accessories. I was like, you know what? Open up your mind, man. You know, go into it with an open mind. See if you might like it. I was blown away. Blown away at how much it, like, I became a fan that night. And it was really, really a vibe at that concert. But the reason I referenced that, right, is because when you go places on a date or something else like that, like, you have to kind of know who you're going with, because that can also throw off a vibe if, like, the parties involved are not there for the same reason you are.
Yeah, or you're just not willing to get into that vibe. You feel
correct.
Me? Like, if you're just set in your ways and you're like, oh, I don't like this. This is some Spanish shit. Like, I'm not with this. This ain't me.
Yeah.
You would have just sat there while the whole crowd is going crazy.
Right.
And everyone's, you know, enjoying themselves, and you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, but no, Wayne was twerking it up. Like, Wayne was turnt.
I mean, and then the people next to me was like, hey, this is Bad Bunny. You have to stand. I was like, damn.
The little boy next to you, you know, he was a gay guy. And he was like, when you come over here, you gotta get it together.
Yeah, he was a vibe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So let me ask you something, though, because you raised, I don't know, man, like, this topic is a very, very broad topic, so we can go in a myriad of directions with it. But back to the whole work thing, you referenced it earlier. Like, do you think that some people are a bad vibe at work?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Man.
Do you think that they could throw off your vibe?
Definitely. You know what's crazy? I feel like, well, anyone that's worked with me, by the way, shout out to all of you that listen. Mm-hmm. I'm a whole fucking vibe at work.
Are you?
Like, yeah, I like to set up my music. Like, uh-huh. First of all, in the industry that I'm in, it's not the most pleasant. You get cussed out all the time. I'm a collector. Don't hate me, anybody. But it's your fault for being in collections. But, you know, like, it's not an easy job.
Yeah.
You know, we deal with the constant rude people. Constantly upset people, mm-hmm. and it's like, fuck, you know, I'm getting cussed out, bitch. They, oh, I only got caught bitch twice today, you know, like, or stuff like that. So you really have to put yourself in a positive space,
right?
So the people that I'm surrounded by now, well, 95% of the people, mm-hmm. Are really dope, like really fucking dope. And we get there and, hey, good morning, oh, how was your weekend, you know, this and that. Other people get bothered by that.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you're not liked. First off, that you're fucked up vibe and aura.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some hater shit,
it,
you
it
know?
It really is. Yeah, it like, when you go to work, I can't stand those people.
You're with these people all day.
Yeah.
You gotta kind of, like, vibe with them. You gotta like them. Like, and I feel like you have to set your work environment for it won't feel like work. Look, if it's not something that you love and it's not a career or a profession that you worked on, and it's like, for example, a doctor,
yeah,
or a veterinary or a teacher, mm-hmm. if you all are kids, cool. You know, to you, it's not a drag to go to work. For us, we're still working on that. Yeah. I like my job, but it's a drag sometimes.
Right.
So when you get to work, you want a cool ass vibe. Yeah. You want a dope ass environment where it's like, oh, you know what? It ain't that bad.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, when certain people fuck up your vibe, or it's on, or they're on some hater shit, because I hate that term, but I have to throw it in there, the word hater. Mm. But what is it that person is? You feel me?
I mean, yeah, if they're trying to, like, take away from you or, like, make you look bad in any type of capacity, yeah.
The shade is real.
Yeah, and another thing I can't really get with at work is, like, when people... I feel like at work, people have a hard time with being wrong, right? So, like, for example, if they want to, like, attempt to expose you and CC, like, a million people in an email, like, just so that that they look right and, like, you look wrong, like, they're trying to expose you, oh, my God. And then, like, they want to screenshot, crop, snip, you know what I'm saying, whatever the topic is, and make you look even further wrong in front of a bunch of different people. Like, those are people I can't really stand. Like, those are, like, they're, like, a bad, like, it's just, like, you can never seem to be on the same page or catch a vibe with that individual.
I'm a strong believer of you don't have to make others look bad to make yourself look good. And I know that we've discussed this a lot.
It's not that
serious. Like, mm-hmm. if you do your job, you're gonna outshine anyway, because you know, your vibe and your knowledge and your work ethic is the same.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like it's unfortunate that if someone keeps, like, bashing you, pointing fingers, and, oh, but she does this, oh, but she does that, oh, did you see her? Like, dude.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about me, bro.
Yeah. I find myself, I find it very difficult, right, to, like, catch a vibe with any individuals who can't accept accountability.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially at work. Ugh. It's like, they have so much that they say that they do, and you know... Like, you know the depths of what their work ethic is, right? And it's like, dude, it's like you're lacking in certain areas, and it's like you can't even admit to that, or you won't even do your own work. You won't even hold yourself accountable to the point to where you can get issues resolved. And I don't even care if this person is an authority figure or if they're in a position of management. Like, do what you say you're going to do.
If it's a fucking receptionist, you don't...
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like that'd be my biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you said you were going to do this. It didn't get done. So then when it finds its way across my screen, my desk, now, like, if I'm expected to resolve it, I'm going to resolve it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't question me on how I resolved it because it found its way to me. You, yeah. When you had every opportunity to get it resolved. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So when it, by the time it finds me, nah, we're not doing it your way, and nah, we're not doing all of that. Like, it's not happening, you know?
So I know that we're talking about vibes and energy, and of course, a work environment can drain you.
Oh, yeah.
And can't, like, it can't take your shine. It'll eventually just be a drag, you know? Because I feel like as a person, as a character, like, your shine's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Your energy will always be there.
I will also say that to an extent, if you allow it. Because, like, if you allow it to drain you, it can drain you.
Yeah.
Like, it will drain you.
Because it's hard not to.
Because you're there every day, yeah. Right? Like, you alluded to that earlier in the episode where mm-hmm. you said, oh, yeah, we spend more time at work than we do at home. Mm-hmm. Around our loved ones or our children or people we love, you know? So, yes, it will drain you in that regard. But also, too, if you allow it. Because there are people, because you said it is tough, and it very really, really is tough to do this. But it is difficult to compartmentalize and separate your personal life from your work life.
Yeah.
Right? And those individuals that do it, like, man, like, salute to you. And, you know, at times you have to find that balance. You mm-hmm. have to find that happy medium of what's a good volume and where to, you know, kind of like, where are you going to balance the two? Because it's a juggling act, really, mm-hmm. you know? And we're all, I think that's, like, key if you have that somewhat balanced. Because I don't think you ever fully master it, especially if you have children.
Yeah.
That's difficult to do.
Man, there's a tough day, you know? And like I said, there's times where we have a tough night with our ends and we can count them in one hand mm-hmm. within this year. Like, because yeah. 1 year, really, bad nights have been 3-4.
Yeah.
And at times, it's crazy because I'm tired. I'm like, fuck. But the dope-ass vibe at work, I'll be like, okay, let's mm-hmm. get lit, y'all. Like, let's turn it up because today I feel like shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, how dope is it that you can do that? Mm-hmm. Instead of, we've said this before, and we always put ourselves as an example, but it's like, at home, everything's great, right?
Yeah.
Everything's amazing. Everything's flowing. No problems, no issues, no arguments. We're good.
Yeah.
You go to work, and it's a piece of shit job, because yeah. I've been there too, you know? And you go to work, and you're dealing with a bunch of shit. You're dealing with a boss that's horrible and probably doesn't get laid, you know, or whatever. It has personal, it's not always about sex.
Sheesh.
Or the person that has, like, a family member that's sick.
Yeah.
Or a person that has a sick child, you just said it.
Yeah.
Or the person, and it's like, damn, bitch, like, what they do to you, you know?
And who knows how people internalize and deal with their issues or problems, mm-hmm. right? Because at times, some people bring that to work.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can visibly see that, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I think at times, that tends to have an effect on the work morale around the office mm-hmm. or, you know what I'm saying? Or even when you're outside of the office. But yeah, people who tend to internalize that stuff, if you're not finding a healthy medium to try to, like, salvage that or cope with it, you're going to bring it to work because that's where you spend the most mm-hmm. of your time.
And I think it takes a lot for you to understand your vibe as well mm-hmm. because, you know, it's part of your personality. Or, like, for us, I think since we're so out there, people see that ASAP.
Yeah.
Like, when your vibe is off, they're like, yo, what happened? Like, I could be in the best mood and some shit comes up, or, you know, we've all been there where your supervisor wants to talk to you over some bullshit, or a coworker wants to snitch on you, or whatever it is. Whatever the situation is, we've all been there.
That's facts.
We've all been there. Man, I remember when we used to work together. Yeah, you know, shit facts. Like this happens yeah. and it's like, oh my God, front and center. And I'm like, fuck, what is it that you want? I'm working.
Like, bro, you
know?
We in the military? Why are you calling
first
me?
Off, first of yeah, all. Yeah, don't call me by my last name.
What's up?
But, and it's like some bullshit, right?
Yeah, always.
And it's like, you're doing great. You're doing your job. You're hitting all your goals. You're mm-hmm. one of the first, second, third sales reps, you know, on the ranks. You're going to call me over here for some bullshit.
Yeah. It's
you're going to call
real.
Me over here for some bullshit. It could completely fuck up your vibe. You're
absolutely.
Out over here, like, you know, going hard on your sales.
Yeah.
And hitting your goal for the day. And mm-hmm. it's like, you're interrupting my great day for this bullshit.
Yeah. And you know what, too? Man, you know, it's crazy that you you mentioned that. Because something that I feel like is universally recognized as, like, a horrible vibe killer. Awkward moments, man.
Oh.
Like, awkwardness kills a fucking vibe. Like, when somebody walks in the room, say, like, you know, y'all was talking about this person. It was like, it could be a group of y'all. And it don't even necessarily got to be restricted to being at work. You know, you could be with your homegirls. Like, y'all could be out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could be at a restaurant. A girl, you know, somebody, one of the members of the party excuses themselves to a restroom.
Like, even at a family function.
And, you know, y'all find yourself talking like, dude, every time she comes with this shit. Mm-hmm. And she's always doing this. Nagging, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, talking about her man. It's like, bitch, break up with him already. Like, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, it could be anything directly correlated to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awkward vibes, awkwardness definitely is a vibe killer. Like, it can be, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, you're just like, damn, all awkward. Or somebody tells a joke that didn't land. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, everybody kind of looking at each other like, hey, like, was that shit funny?
And
like, that shit wasn't that funny,
and
right?
I think, again, that's huge. Like, the reading in the room. Yeah. Some people don't get it. Mm-mm. Like, and they'll still, like, stand there and it's like, so, I heard, like, I'm pretty loud, you know? So, it'll be weird, awkward, like, oh, so you have a Disney pass? Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, like, I don't talk to you, you know, so right, it's like right. kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I get it, because I could be very cordial, I could be very nonchalant, like, cool, okay, yeah. all right, bye, you know, but it's like, you can try and talk to me again.
You know what, that is the downside for people like yourself and me. Like,
yes, that are you're always going to think I can talk to you.
That,
no.
That are sociable and that are out there, like, that are kind of like loud and very, very, you know, talkative. Is that people see that and, like, they think that, like, oh, this person's always going to be like that. Nah, it's different. Like, if I fuck with you, of course I'm going to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
you
just
don't even got to ask me. Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
The conversation's going to flow naturally. But if I don't rock with you like that, it's like, nah, it's like you're going to get short responses.
Mm-hmm.
Short to none. You know what I'm saying?
Very,
short
like, to no yes response. And no.
Yeah, like,
I don't. Dead-end questions, you know? Like, no.
Because it's going to get to a point where I'm, like, looking at you and you asking me questions. Like, why are you talking?
We're standing there.
Yeah, we just, like, you know, I'm going to excuse myself from this conversation, bro. Like,
so I know we touched on relationships. We touched on coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about relatives and family. Fucking up the vibe.
Yeah, certain family members, they don't. Man, talk about not reading the room. Talk about fucking up a vibe. It's like, I'm gonna just keep it a stack, right? Keep it 100, like we talked about. I feel like certain family members, certain relatives, if you will, they just make your skin crawl. You know what I mean? And look, and I don't
your
know,
vibe is
you,
off.
You don't know. Yeah, you just immediately you're just already thrown off because you just expect them to let you down.
Yeah.
In whatever moment, the moment could be a really, really grand moment. It could be someone's birthday. It could be, you know, somebody, it could be like a graduation. It could be a public setting.
It could be your an kid's event. First birthday
yeah,
party.
Anything, right? And somebody just comes with some negativity. It's like, dude, first off, this isn't your graduation. This isn't your birthday. This isn't your kid's party.
This is not about you.
Why do you have an opinion so strong about something that does not directly affect you?
At all.
Mm-hmm. Stop with this negativity. Stop with killing this. Like, and I have to literally remove myself from in front of these individuals because I will say something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. You don't like this? You don't like that? Oh, you feel we should do it this way next time? Okay, great. I'll take that into consideration for future reference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to change it now. Right now. You know what I mean? Like, my God. Like, and they are so hell bent on getting their point across. That is effing annoying. It really is annoying.
Yeah.
And at times you got to tell certain family members, like, yo, stay in your lane, kick back.
You know what's so crazy? Like, I always think or feel like your family should always want what's best for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, loyalty deep down inside should be like, damn, she's doing great. Like, that's dope. Like, damn, she's a whole mom. And I'm speaking for myself,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not the example. I'm just saying, you know,
right.
For example, like, my family knows that I don't want kids, and now seeing me being an amazing mom, because I fucking am, give yourself the credit too. And it's like them seeing that, like, why do you want to give people a hard time?
That's right.
You know, yeah. Or why do you not want to give them their flowers?
Yeah.
Why do you not want to give them the credit?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with you.
Nothing.
It doesn't take away from you.
No.
So the reason why I wanted to say this is because you always have that one family member that's looking for the wrong or the negative, right?
Yeah.
And luckily, I honestly don't feel like I have that around, but I know that other people do.
Right.
So that's why I want to discuss it. For example, like the hating at, always like looking at what the fuck you're doing to up that. Like, I have a friend, right?
Competition?
Yeah. I have a friend. And she tells me, and so, like, shout out to her. I know she does listen to the podcast. She tells me that her mom thinks that she's her competition.
That's crazy.
your daughter.
That's crazy.
And she said she can't see anyone doing better than her because, oh, well, me. And she's like, I'm her daughter. So I'm like, damn. Like, yeah. It's hard. You know, I want the best for my mom.
Which is crazy because, I mean, most parents would want their kids to do better than them.
Exactly.
Like, they will want better for, mm-hmm. you know, for their kids and then what they had, right?
Yeah.
That's usually what, I mean, so I thought. I don't know.
Yeah, so she tells me, like, I love the relationship you have with your mom. Like, she met my mom at the birthday party, you know, like, things yeah. like this. And she's like...
No, you and your mom's bond is very unique,
that's, she's like, that's so awesome. She's like, I wish I had that at times because she's like, I feel like my mom's my sister. Like,
yeah.
Because it's always competition. Like, oh, well, you're going to do this. Well, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I look good. Oh, you... And she's like, even to the point where it's like, oh, you gained a few pounds. Oh. You need to work. You need to work out. Oh, you did this. And she's like, I don't feel or understand or know if she means it in a good way.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, damn, it that should be your backbone.
It makes her feel inadequate.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like...
And this person's awesome. So I'm just like, what?
Like, at times, I just need you to be my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Not my personal, trainer. Not and my let therapist. Me know, just be my mom.
Let me know that everything's going to be okay. Let yeah. me know that I'm trying my hardest. Let me know that I'm doing a great job at yeah. what I'm doing. You know?
Yeah, because when you're in that gray area as a kid and you're talking to your parent, that could definitely, like, kill, make your vibe, like, you know what I'm saying? Go mm-hmm. down some, because it's like, damn, like, this is coming from my mom.
Yeah,
my
dad, you're like, you know? Shit, yeah.
And things always, I don't care how successful you are, I don't care, like, if it's coming from somebody that you deem significant, that definitely is going to have an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter who they are. Yeah. Like, a sibling.
It's going to affect you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you could be the most successful person, it don't matter. It's going to affect you.
Yeah.
You know?
I wanted to bring that up, and then also, like, I hate the fact that we see it or we mention it, or a lot of people, this is the way that it is, like the term jealousy, right? You know, like when they're like, in Hispanic families, they're like, ay, pues tienen celo, like they're jealous of you. And it's like, are they really though? Like, yeah. I struggle a lot.
Yeah.
I'm really like out here trying, you know? Yeah. So it's like, what are they jealous about?
That's what I, you know what's crazy? Man, you're raising a very, very, very fantastic point.
I podcast, you know. Because, yeah. I'm man, a
potter. Nice with this shit, huh? But nah, that's real, because it's like, I know people, right? Like, me and my best friend, we have mutual friends. And like, some of the stuff that he shows me that these people think or say about me, it's just, it's so like crazy to me. Because it's like, in my head, I'm thinking like, man, you guys have positioned yourselves to like do great things in your life and improve your quality of living or your standard of living, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, all I do is I just work hard, you know what I'm saying? I just make sure that my kids are taken care of, my girl is taken care of, that they want for nothing, and then I get to myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they, it's weird because it's like, it's some misplaced energy or synergy, and they, because they feel like I got it, or they feel like,
like, no, I fucking work for
you. Know
it.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy that, like, my best friend, he reminded me, he's just like, man, some of these dudes just wish that they, like, you know, they had the personality that you have.
I saw that message, and honestly, that's awesome. I feel like you always, like, when your people remind you of how awesome you are, like,
yeah.
keep in mind, one thing is the way that we feel about ourselves, mm-hmm. and it's difficult to keep your energy level up.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to keep your vibe up, especially when people want to point the bat in you, especially yeah. when people want to put you down. You know, that's exactly what it is. But it's like those people that remind you, like, you know what, you're the shit.
Yeah,
there's no need for that. It's like, damn.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like I never really feed into like not today. I used to, like, I used to be like, you know, like quick witted, like, what you said, what this per- oh they said that, okay, cool. When I see him, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. What you gonna do?
I'm a smart ass. Like, you know, I'm the king of, like...
Thought he was fighting. I'm like,
nah, I'm not gonna fight. I'm like, most of these wouldn't even be fights. I'm just being honest. But, like, I will sub the hell out of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very subliminal. Like, oh, you said what? Like, oh, I'm gonna do this. Like, whatever they... And I'll say exactly what they said just in a fucking witty or clever way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm like, okay. Like, let me store that in my mental Rolodex. When I see this person, they're gonna get it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That type of vibe. But, one thing that I've learned that will kind of like definitely kill a vibe is that if you can't let certain stuff go, right?
Yeah, like which is tough too.
That could kill your own vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like we don't, I feel like we don't highlight or discuss that enough. Like us being vibe killers, the stuff that we beat ourselves up over constantly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like always.
And that's really tough.
That's very difficult because you're like nobody knows you better than you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to constantly put yourself on the stand, and you have to take risk and assessment of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people do that enough. You know what I'm saying? Because like they're constantly, we should be, at least. I feel like we should be striving, you know, to constantly improve and be better individuals, not for ourselves, but for others, you know, for our children, for our coworkers, for our mother, our fathers, like, and, you know, these are the unhealthy conversations that people are afraid to, you know, engage upon. And I always tell you, unhealthy dialogue is what's going to move the needle in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you really, really want to secure like a unification vibe, like if we're talking about covering all bases, I think it starts with that right there. Starts with you, you know? But at times, I really do feel like if you kind of like sit and reside within the depths of like sorrow and just like, you know, heartaches and things that never manifested for you, you could really, really throw off your vibe. Because you're a fucking amazing, like, when you think about some of the stuff that you overcame, or, you know?
But like I said, I feel like sometimes we do have to be reminded because, you know, when, especially when the bad's being pointed out to you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, shit. Or, like, you feel. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times, you know, as humans, we're just like, damn, it's nonstop, you know?
Constantly. Again.
Yeah. Like, why me again? Fuck, I can't catch a break. Like, we go through that. Everyone goes through that.
Real?
You know, and it's like, you know what? Let me take a step back. Let me see why this is happening. A bigger blessing is coming. But it's hard to see it at that moment because you're just like, what in the fuck?
In real time, you're dealing with it all. To think of, you're right. Yeah. One thing I kind of wanted to allude to as well, and it's kind of stealing a little bit of the sauce from our previous episode, but fake friends are a fucking vibe killer. Like, right? Like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Like we don't want to go back to that.
But it's like, they are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you, man, people you entrusted, people who know, like, some of the most interpersonal things about you, people that you've spent and invested an amount of, like, quality time with, you know, these are people you've probably taken trips with, people who know, like, some of the most inner workings, like, you know, they know some of the most personable things about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to find out that they've, like, compromised y'all's bond.
Yeah.
For what, really? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, you compromised my bond so that way you could have a couple laughs and chuckles and share with a meal and some drinks with some people that used to talk shit about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, when you come to find out that, like, people have, like, went behind your back or whatever, that's like, yo, fake friends are definitely a vibe killer. They throw all the fucking vibes and synergy out the window, man.
And I know that we've mentioned this in the past as well, but it's also uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
Once again, that you have to have. Look, I truly believe, and I've mentioned this over and over again, I have so many friends that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the shit you're doing. I don't agree with the shit you're saying. I don't agree with the shit that you believe.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean that you're not my bitch. Like, that does not mean that you're not my homegirl. That does not mean that I'll be there for you through everything.
Right.
I'm gonna be there for you through everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm that type of friend.
Yeah.
Once you do me dirty, look, we don't even gotta be cool. I still don't wish bad on you. Best of luck, but stay the fuck away. Thank you.
What now I say? Much success to you, even if you wish me the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that's how it is, you know?
Yeah.
I really see, like, I could see someone today that I don't fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Keep it moving. It's not like I feel like we're grown. Like, what is the beef about?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have the power to overtake my energy or my vibe. Like, I'm not going back to that. One thing I will say, though, I'm at the age where I won't put myself in uncomfortable situations.
Like, I remember, whatever happened, cool, like, you know what I'm saying?
But I remember.
You stay over there.
Yeah,
just stay over there.
We're fighting over it. Yeah. Like, there's what are we fighting for?
That's a fact.
No, we're definitely not fighting for that friendship. I don't need it. I don't want it. But stay over there. Yeah. Thank you. You know, but it takes a lot to get there.
It does.
Because old Vanessa would be like, what's up?
Yeah.
You know? Very toxic. Oh, my God. Very toxic. And I will cuss someone out, and I'll go out of my way to, like, make that person know that how I feel.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, man, where's my kid at? Let's roll. Like, I'm too busy. Like, I'm too focused on other shit. Like I said, my vibe, my aura, my energy is huge to me.
Yeah. You know, and staying right there, positive vibes, right?
Yes, of course.
Positive vibes I think is the thing, like aura, synergy, energy. We've hit on a lot of those different, those same phrases, right? I feel as though, like when you achieve, when you have small wins, right? You, it could be like a promotion at work. It could be you achieved like a benchmark, you hit a benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, seeing your parents or seeing someone close to you achieve success,
mm-hmm.
or apprehend some type of, you know, positive affirmation in their life. I think that's that, that all correlates to a positive vibe.
Yeah, you definitely.
Know? And those are great, you know what I mean? Because it's so much negative. Like, you know, we reside, the current climate, I have to say, is like, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, y'all can kill me for it later, but in my opinion...
You will, they will.
<That's good. laughs> Yeah, I know, right? In my opinion, I just feel like we reside in a very ugly climate right now. There's a lot that I'm seeing that I don't agree with, which is crazy because we reside within the information age. So it's like we have all this ready-made information accessible to us, yet we won't go, we won't pull up a, we won't get on the Safari, we won't go check it out, we won't go do our research. We'd rather just like believe in what we see on social media, what we see on like all these different platforms, instead of actually doing the work and doing the research. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't understand like how you guys want to have better vibes and be around better things and better, be in better situations when you're not doing the proper research to figure out like why some of this stuff is the way that it is. Like you guys just take everything that you hear and see and read in movies and on TV for face value, and you don't question none of it.
Or on social media.
Yeah.
Social media is huge.
Like, you know, oh, social media, that's the law. That's final say. Like, nah, like.
Well, I heard that she said that she does this, that she does, you know, like.
And those, it's those kinds of people, they just, I don't know, man, they just not a vibe to me. Like, you just want to continuously lean to, towards your own understanding. You don't want to open up your mind to any other ideas or ideologies or thoughts or, you know. I wish that people would challenge themselves more. People who don't challenge themselves usually aren't a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they just, okay, like, it's cool. Okay, cool. You turn up. Cool. You like, you know what I'm saying? We know you could drink. We know you can fucking party. We know you can go to a club and turn up and do all this shit. But it's like, is that all there is to you? Like, you have no substance?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what else is there? Like, that's it? So that's your life is just go to work, turn up. That's it?
We have to revolve, I feel like. Well, and I'm not saying this, like I said, I hate to sound like the girl that used to party, dance on tables, get crazy, get fucked up, do crazy shit. And I'm like, oh, I'm a mom. I'm well-reformed, and I'm not that person. I'm an angel.
Yeah.
I'm not. Trust me. But I feel like we do have to evolve from what we used to be.
Yeah.
For better. You know, do you think I don't want to get fucked up and dance on the table maybe on a Friday? Yes, I do. Guess what? I have to come home to Lorenzo the next day and deal with an active child,
right,
with the ridiculous hangover because I don't drink anymore, so I'm sure I'll get a hangover now.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, and I'm not judging the people that do that.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Great. No, and that's why I wanted to clarify it. We're not the people that are like, oh my God, because that happens a lot in the Hispanic communities.
Mm.
And we say that, like, oh, you've been the worst of the worst. You've done the worst shit. And now it's like, oh my God, did you see that person, did you see what that girl's doing?
Yeah.
Did you? But you used to do the same shit. Like, right. We're quick to point the finger. The other four are still pointing at us, you know?
It's true. Yeah.
And it's bad. Like I said, in the Hispanic community, we're good with that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that. But I think what we have to be okay with and what we have to realize is that people change.
Yes.
You know, like, people do change for better. Keep in mind, in my 20s, I didn't know better. And I can blame my friends, I can blame whoever, but the person that I have to blame is myself.
Yeah.
You know, the vibes were fucking dope. We used to party all the time. We had no responsibilities. We would call out if we were hungover. We were like, it was that type of vibe,
yeah.
You know, and it was a lit ass vibe. Like, we were litty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this age, I don't want that shit. I cannot miss work because I got some bills due. You know, like, I can't come home like I just said fucked up because I have a kid now.
Yeah. And then something you said, too, is also like the people who can't seem to let go of who you used to be.
Yeah, no, that's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, certain people, like, you can't just hit me up at like 11, 12, 1 in the morning, like, hey, let's go here. Like, like, nah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or even we'll throw in the hater card again. Like, you can't be like, yeah, right, she's that person now. She used to be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She used to turn up.
Those are the people I'm referring to.
Man, she used to on rotation.
Exactly.
And this and that. And oh my God, him. He used to date 2-3 girls. Yeah, that's not us anymore. You know? And I'm not, like I said, of course, we always speak of ourselves because we put ourselves as the example. But there's a million people that go through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at one point in my 20s, I didn't realize that. When my friends were settling down.
Yeah.
When my friends were getting married and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? His wife's all mad because we're out. Yes, bitch. Like, yeah. You should not be out like that if you're married, you know? Yeah. Yes, you should not be out like that when your wife is at home with or your girlfriend with a brand new baby.
Yeah, if you're in a committed relationship any front, marriage or not, you shouldn't be out.
You're like trying that. To, like, buy a house. You have goals. At that age, I didn't understand that.
Yeah. I think at times, and it's crazy, right? Because my best friend uses this analogy a lot. Like, a lot of people respect the shiny shit. They don't respect, you know what I mean? They don't put stock or equity or substance in the shit that's not shiny. You know? And
you have to show it for people to admire it.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right. Like, you know, at times, boring will save you from a lot. You know what I mean?
Which we're learning.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Being boring will save you from a lot of shit that you don't necessarily need to be included in, you know?
Yeah.
Back then, I think a lot of people, myself for sure, I used to have a severe case of FOMO. I used to hate missing out.
Mm-hmm.
That fear of missing out is real.
Like, certain things I still do.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, shit. Like, damn, I missed out. Damn. Like, you know? I mean, with certain things, yes. Mm-hmm. But, like, now it's, like, sporting events, concerts, like, shit like that. Trips. Not necessarily going out to get drunk at a random bar or club, you know? It's real shit. For me, it's real shit.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. For me, it's, like, Coachella.
Yeah, like,
I don't give a fuck what you do.
Staycations, no local shit, no... you know what I mean? Like, I don't care about no local festivals, local clubs, bars, none of that, you know? It's like, big shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. So, you know what? What do you think is conducive to good vibes? Because I know for you, you're big on ambiance. You're big on, you know what I'm saying, decor.
I think I'm at the age, and I keep saying that fucking old, right? But where the hater shit needs to be left aside, you know? I think it takes a lot for you to let someone know that they're doing great.
Yeah.
You're doing an amazing job because it's hard to be an adult and it's hard to be human and it's hard to balance 2-3 things.
Yeah.
Like, I have friends that have moved out of LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the better of their families, to afford a home.
Right.
To have a home.
Right.
You know, a lot of us still don't have houses here. Like, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard in LA.
It is.
And I feel like, do I even give those people the credit that they deserve? Yeah. Or have I ever told them, like, damn, what you did was fucking tough.
Yeah.
I have my niece, my goddaughter also, that moved to Kansas. Like, that's tough to do.
Yeah.
You leave back your family. You leave back everything that you know for better.
Yeah.
Hoping for better. You know, you don't know what you're shooting at, by the way.
Right.
And we're always, as family, I think we're always wishing for the best. I want her to continue her career. She's going to college. Now she got accepted to the university. Salute to her. Everyone does that.
No, not everybody.
Especially
does
moving away from home.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just you, your partner, and that's it.
Yeah.
Shit gets real.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I left home was, I think I was 17, 18 when I went to Indiana.
I've never left home. I can't. You know, like, see?
Yeah, it's tough. And, like, you know, I was, like, literally by myself. Well, I mean, I just went with the people who came from my home school, my church. Yeah.
That is insane to me. And I don't think that we realize how much that takes for people. Like, one of my friends also, she bought a home in Vegas. Like, she doesn't come home often. And to us, I always see it like, and I will say it, and now I've addressed this to her. You could come. Like, it's right here, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows why she can't?
Yeah.
You know, how many invested in a home? I don't know, like, work, how it is. I don't know.
I mean, or too, like, because it's like, some people, they go and it's just like, when they get out of California or wherever they live, and they're just like, well, what's there for me?
Yeah.
What am I coming back to?
Family. You're her parents?
I mean, if you're...
In that case.
A lot of people ain't close with their family. Like, we keeping it a buck, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying her, I'm just saying,
no,
like,
in
you
general,
know?
Yeah.
In general, a lot of people, it's like, what are you really coming back to?
So I feel like I'm huge on that. I love, like, I have a lot of social media friends, which is crazy, right? Like, mm-hmm. I have my little social media friends that are always like, oh, my God, Vanna, you're doing great, like, as a mom. And to me, that's huge because, yeah. like I said, this is a role I was not expecting to kill. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting to be doing good at this job. My interview wasn't too solid, you know?
You're killing it, babe.
And it, but I don't know that.
Yeah.
You know? It, and at times when people tell me that, like, you and my mom always are great on clearing that up, giving my flowers. But when other people do it, I'm like, fuck. And I'm not saying it's more special. I'm used to you guys, and you guys are my support.
Yeah.
But when other people do it, I'm like,
and these are also people who I at one point thought that you would never have kids. So, of course, it's going to hit different.
And keep in mind, some of these people, I don't even talk to like that. Like, it's a social media friendship, you know? So, I think that's dope. I think what we have to really focus on, and I'm not saying everyone go and tell someone they're amazing, but we really have to focus on giving people their flowers.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people do sacrifice a lot to be who they want to be, to work things better out for themselves. Like I said, I have my cousins that moved, my little cousin that moved to Chicago for his family as well. My other cousin that moved to Kansas, not to fucking get killed out here. Like shit like that.
Yeah.
That I don't feel like we understand.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a complete change of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be tough. Like, that shit could really fuck up your whole vibe, aura, energy, everything.
Yeah, it's circumstance-based. Because, you know, a lot of people are dealt different circumstances. And, you know, you have to make do with, you know, with the hand that you're dealt at times. And you can't always question why somebody does something. It's easy to put yourself in a situation to say, oh, I would have done X, Y, and Z until you're actually in it. Because what usually happens is when you are presented with the same situation as somebody else, you're typically usually unprepared.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I try not to pass judgment, especially, you know, coming from the area in which I come from and how I grew up and how I was raised, you know? I didn't come from means. You know, I struggled growing up, you know, and I have no problem, like, telling that to people because I feel like it's crazy, right? Because I actually use that to my advantage. Like, I feel like people who grew up, you know, not without silver spoons, poverty stricken, you know, having to find out, like, how to navigate and maneuver, like, under those types of conditions, living conditions, and that standard of living, I really feel like you're at an advantage because, like, when you do come into some, you know, something like, whether it's money, whether it's property, whether it's, like, I feel like you're better equipped to handle certain situations. I'm not saying that's the case for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that is the case for me. Mm-hmm. Like, because it sharpened my mentality and it really equipped me with the tools to, like, really figure out, like, okay, like, damn, like, I have to do this, this, and this to, like, really, really make it, you know? Whereas people who are kind of, like, have a head start, if they lose it, like, shit.
You still got shit to fall back on.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Not us.
I think that's why, like, which is crazy, right? Because I think that's why a lot of people are risk takers, like, who come from areas like where we come from, like, because they figure, well, what's the alternative?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to what I was doing before, which wasn't, you know, usually not close to nothing or minimal, you know?
So I see the good point of all of that, and I'm glad we touched on that. It is tough for people to fuck up our vibe. Yeah. It is tough to break our aura, to mess up our energy, because we've been in worse places, you mm-hmm. know? Like, regardless of going to a shitty job, I've had worse jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of being in a shitty place or being looked at wrong or whatever, like, I've been in worse, so I'm just like, whatever. Like, you know, you're going to brush it off.
Yeah.
But it is tough to keep it at that level.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, we're human.
Yeah.
We are. So there's only so much that we can keep brushing off and keep overlooking and keep cool. All your little hater comments, funny, you're funny. Yeah. Okay, but the hate's there. You know, like, stop with the bullshit.
That's funny you say that, because every time I walk in Food for Less, I'm like, man, I love shopping here, but I hated working here. Every time. Like, every time we go in there and shop, I'm reminded, like, damn, I used to work here. Like,
yeah, but that's our grocery store.
I love that grocery store. Know that. I love shopping there. I love shopping there, but I'm like, every time we go in there, I'm like,
I didn't know that's how you felt.
Yeah, because it's like, man, it was a shitty job, you know?
Yeah, so we're going to wrap it up. So one thing that we did discuss also before this podcast, I believe that we read somewhere or we had heard somewhere that 10% of a lie is the truth, right? Or of a joke, it's the truth, right?
10% of a joke is the truth, yeah.
Yeah. And that shit blew my mind. You know when people are low-key, like, hating or throwing their little shade, and it's like, you really feel like that about me?
Yeah. Or towards me. Because people hide, they tend to hide what they really feel about you in a joke.
In the LOL?
Yeah, in the LOL, in the LMAO, LMFAO. Like, you know, they tend to hide it within a joke. Under the pretense of, oh, I was joking. No, you weren't. You were being serious. You know what I'm saying? Trying to mask it and disguise it. Like, no, I got the hate, mm-hmm. the sarcasm in your little weird, warped-ass joke, you know?
Yeah, but so yeah. Life is short. Definitely give credit to those that deserve it. Definitely give flowers to those that you feel like have earned the flowers. It could be the little shit, you know? Yeah. It doesn't have to be someone buying a home or someone, you know, getting that degree, that diploma, that whatever it is at this point. Like, keep in mind, just being alive is freaking hard sometimes.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a grand gesture for you to be able to give somebody that just do, you know? You could celebrate people even when it's not occurring for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just being honest. That's just being real. Like, there should be no situation where, like, you feel like you just can't even be happy for someone else because it's not manifesting in the same time frame or, you know, same wavelength as you.
Stay in your lane.
You know, what's for you is for you, and what's for somebody else is for somebody else. Your blessings mm-hmm. are gonna come, you know?
Yes.
Just keep pouring in, putting effort, thought, energy into, you know, other people, because that's what it's about. It's about impacting others and improving your standard and your quality of life. If you're not doing that, you know, what are you really doing, man?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, as always, just make sure you catch a good vibe. You know what I mean? You know where you can find those vibes?
Here.
Anchor, Spotify, Apple. You know what I mean? It's your boy.
His and Hers Podcast. That's where you can find the positive vibes.
That's a fact, man. It's your boy Wayne Hers.
And Vanessa Hers.
And as always, man, we just want to spread love and happiness. Hope y'all fuck with this episode, man. Take them out, Al.
Keep your vibe right. Bye.
Peace.
Walk away with victory. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.